There is no fence. I shared this the other day on my Instagram, and I had so many people that messaged me and said, oh my gosh, Natalie, please put this on your podcast so that I can just go back to it for reference. Because one of the things that I shared in my live is about there is no fence. I shared this story, and I don't remember where I heard the story, but it so resonated with me in my life right now. And apparently it's resonating with a lot of other people. And that is the story that we tell ourselves. And that's this fence. So I heard the story about a fence, and it was this family that had dogs, and they put these collars on their dogs. And there was this invisible fence that they put around their yard, and any time that the dog went close to this electric wire that was invisible, the dog would be electrocuted, like a little shock would go into his body. And so the dog learned, like, oh, okay, like if I go past this certain place in the yard, I'm going to get a shock. And so the dog learned, like, okay, so this is my area. This is where I stay. Well, what they found is, like, a few months went by, and they found out that something had gone wrong with the fence, and it was no longer working like it's supposed to, where if the dog went too close to the fence, the invisible line fence, the electric shock wasn't working. But the dogs were still in their yard, never tried to escape. And it's because what the dogs realized is that they learned there is a limit to how far you can go. And if you go past that limit, you'll get hurt. So stay in your lane, stay in the yard, don't go past the certain spot. Even though if the dogs knew that the fence actually had been broken, they actually could have escaped and they wouldn't have been hurt. But in their mind, they're like, no, there's a fence there and we'll get hurt. But there is no fence. But they didn't know that. And that is where I'm at and where I've been. Is I've been telling myself a certain story in my mind of I've got an invisible fence. And then it like hit me where I was like, wait a minute, Natalie. There is no fence. You have the ability to do whatever it is that you want to do. So let me explain. So for the last 10 years or so, I've built over 3 businesses. I've been on stage. I've spoke to thousands. I've led teams of thousands. I have coached thousands of women to get fit and healthy and strong in their mindset and in their health. And I have loved it all. I have grown. I have so enjoyed that. And the more that I did it, the more I realized this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Like, I love empowering and coaching people to their greatness. The last couple of years that we've moved in Tennessee has kind of been like a healing time for me. And I've kind of shared a little bit about my journey and just things that I went through personally. And just kind of like, okay, I need to kind of reset a little bit. And that's been great. It's been super, super good and super needed for this season that I've been in. But I would say for the last year, I've been really wrestling just with like, all right, God, I'm ready to get like my engine fired up and to do the things that you're calling me to do. And I didn't really quite know what that was, but I do know it has something to do with people and using my gift in helping them in some capacity change their mindset and change the way that they're living in their life as far as health is concerned. So I know it has those 2 dimensions. I just don't know what, like, how and like what that looks like. So recently, my husband has completely stepped away from his job. He was a partner at a firm, and he left his job, and he now coaches private. He now does private coaching for executives, like top executives and their teams. So he'll take on a CEO and then like their 2 top execs. And it's a high price ticket item. I mean, he's crushing it right now. He's got 5 clients now, and he's starting to build out a wait list. It's pretty freaking phenomenal. And I'm loving it, like, for him. Like, I'm loving it because he is like on fire every day. He's like talking to guys and he's helping them and he's coaching them and inspiring them. And I'm like, that's amazing. What about me? And I'm loving, you know, helping him. And I've been able to share, you know, just because this is something that I've done. So I'm like sharing, you know, my tips and my ideas, and it's been really great. And he's kind of like, hey, I want you to come alongside me and I want to do this together. And I'm like, I want to do that too, but I'm doing all this. And I looked at my life, and what I found is like in my life, and maybe you can relate, you know, we're homeschooling our kids. And so that's kind of now falling on me. So I'm now every single Monday putting together their school schedules. I'm making sure that they're doing their work every day. I'm making them their lunches. I'm cleaning up their messes, and I'm basically a referee, making sure they're not, you know, killing each other. And I'm tired and worn down, and I'm not. Some moms like love that. Like some moms I know, like I've met them where they're just like, their whole dream was to be a mom. And that's just not me. I love being a mom, but I want to do more. And I love helping other people, and I love coaching, and I love speaking and leading. And so I'm like kind of feeling a little bit like boxed in with the fence. And it kind of came to a halt. So after our trip in the Bahamas, my husband's like, it was amazing seeing you so free, right? And I shared that earlier in my podcast. I think that it was the episode before this where I was like, I felt so free. I felt so fun. I felt so alive. And I wasn't having to be mommy mom. And I felt like more of my husband and I were a team, because we were like going to the grocery store together and getting the food and like cooking together. And it was just like, it was super fun. And I loved it. And we come home and it's like, he's back to coaching and on doing on his calls, and he's like on fire and he's loving it. And I'm back to like being in my sweats, and because it's chilly here in Tennessee, and you know, just doing mom stuff. And I'm like, nah, like I don't want to be like this. And so my husband and I had a conversation the other day, and I'm like, I don't love me right now. Like And I just kind of shared, like, this is where I'm at. Like, I don't love being a referee every day for our kids and doing this, all the school stuff every single week. And like, I'm not operating in my gifts. Like, I'm not using my strengths. I'm not doing the things that God's put in me to do. I can't do this anymore. And he's like, yeah, and I want you to come alongside me. Like, I want to build the company that he's created is called Yellow Brick, which is like the yellow brick to success, which is, by the way, I am the one that created that. I was like, your company should be called Yellow Brick, because you are building brick by brick, teaching people how to build their life to success and ultimately bringing them home to the God, home to where like, hey, this is my safe place, which is like the Lord. So anyways, it's called the Yellow Brick because of me. Thank you very much. But he's like, I want you to come alongside me. I want you to come alongside me and help me build this yellow brick company. And I'm like, I want to, but I'm exhausted. And I just kind of shared with him, like, this is where I'm at. And I just kind of shared all the things I'm going through. And I'm like, I have no energy left to like help you because of all the things that I'm doing with the kids. And so he's like, you know, these are all the things that you just listed. There's a really easy to delegate out. Like, we can get a tutor for the kids. We can have someone come and teach the kids. We can have someone come and clean up the messes and cook them food. Like, we can have someone referee and make sure that they're not killing each other. And we can delegate someone, you know, I meal prep. So he's like, we can have someone come and meal prep that, you know, the food, so that all that time that you're taking and the energy that's wasted and the things that are not using your gifts, like you can come alongside me and buy back your time and do this. And it just kind of hit me. And it's so interesting that he says, because I remember 10 years ago when I was building my business and my first business, and he came home and he's like, oh, okay, so we're not cleaning the house anymore. I'm like, yeah, I'm building a business. He's like, all right, it's time to hire that out. And I'm like, you're right. So like, I hired a cleaning lady like 10 years ago. And so now I've had that ever since. Like, I have someone come and clean my house every week. And I have someone clean my car. I don't need to clean my car. I have someone come to my house and clean my car. I have my groceries delivered. I use Instacart and Amazon Fresh. My groceries are delivered. I'm not going to the grocery store all the time and buying the food. So I do know these things, but it like hit me. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you're right. Like, I don't need to be the one that's refereeing my kids and tutoring my children. Like, I can actually hire that. I can hire someone to do that. And actually someone that's better than me because they're operating in their gift, right? Like someone that's actually a great teacher, like, hello. And it just hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have put up this fence and boxed myself in when there is no freaking fence. Like there is no fence, but I've told myself a story that there is a fence and I've boxed myself in and then I'm no longer able to use my gifts. And I'm no longer able to feel effective and feel like I'm actually making a difference in doing the things that I'm actually called to do. And so I realized, I'm like, you know what? I am telling myself a story and I've put up an invisible fence and told myself I can't go so far. But if I tear down what I feel is a fence, the story that I'm telling myself, and delegate all the things out so that I can actually do the things I'm called to do, now I can run past that and I can crush it. So there was like this like aha moment talking to my husband. Then also this like liberating feeling of like, wait a minute, you're right. I'm not boxed in. So I was talking to one of my friends and I was telling her about this and I was like, I am sure there are so many other people out there that are telling themselves a certain story that are keeping themselves from their greatness. And that's what it is for me. Like, I feel like I'm holding myself from my greatness. I'm holding myself back from actually changing the lives that I feel that God's calling me to change. And to be honest with you, I just want to be mom. Like, I just want to like love on my boys and teach them about the Lord and be mom. But I don't want to be like referee and nanny and chef and teacher, you know? Like, I just want to be your mom. And only I can be their mom, but somebody else can clean up their mess. Somebody else can teach them, but only I can be their mom. And I'm not being the best mom because I'm doing all the other crap. And so I realized, like, you know what? If this isn't making me a good mom either. And so I started to write down, like, what do I want to be really great at? I want to be a really, really great wife. I want to be a really, really great mom. And I want to be a really, really great Natalie. And using all the gifts that God's put in me to bless this world. And in that order. And if I'm not, then everything else needs to be delegated out so that I can. And if anything else is sucking my energy to making me not a great wife and a mom and a great Natalie to the world that God wants me to change, then it's a no. And so I started to get really clear on what are the things that are sucking my energy. And so I'd really encourage you to do that. Like, what are the things that are draining you? What are the things that are like, this is not bringing me joy? And can I delegate it out? More than likely, yes, you can. And then get laser focused on the things that do bring you joy. And then spend 90% of your energy doing that. Doing 90% of that. And my husband was even saying, he's like, it's not even like the time that it takes for you to do these things. Because sometimes the things that you do, like cooking their meal takes like 10 minutes, but doing it, like your energy wise, it took you like 5 hours because you hate it. But if you were to take 1 hour and coach a woman to her greatness, you would feel like it took you 2 minutes because you're operating your gift. I'm like, you're so right. Like, you're so right. Like, when I'm doing the things that are purposeful and meaningful and things that I love that bring me joy, I'm like, whoa, that was an hour? Holy cow. But when I'm refereeing my kids and it only took 2 minutes, it felt like it took 20 hours. So that's another thing, is like, it's not about just like the time that it takes. It's about the energy like that it's taking out of you. I even see that with my husband. Just recently, you know, he would have all of these Zooms and business calls when he was in his former business, and he would come out of the office in the house and be drained, like just tired. Like, he just looked really tired and never really came out of his office like that was powerful, meaningful Zoom. He would be like exhausted. And I remember these last few weeks, I remember one in particular time he came out of his office and he was like, almost like a Broadway musical. Like, he was like dancing and like so excited and so fired up. And he was sharing with us about a call that he had with a guy that is now one of his clients. And he was sharing with us about like this guy's issues and where he's at. And he's like, I can help him. Like, when I was talking to him, I was like, dude, I know where you're at. Like, and this guy, he's a startup. He's a CEO of a company. He's in a startup and like in a financial business. And that's exactly what my husband has. He was a CFO of a financial firm one time. And So he like knew where he was at. He knew exactly what he needed. He knew what he needed to take this guy to like 10X in his business. And he's like, dude, I know how to help you. I know exactly where you're at, and I know exactly where you want to go, and I know how to take you there, and I'm pumped. And this guy ended up hiring him, and my husband's just like, he came out so excited because he's like, I know how to help this guy. Like, I'm so fired up to be able to help him, and it's going to be meaningful, and it's going to make a difference in this guy's life. And it was a conversation that was maybe, I don't know, almost 2 hours, and it wasn't draining him at all. Like, he was so fired up. And I was like, yeah, that's what it. So I told my husband, I said, mark this day, like, see yourself right now. Like, you're so happy and you were on the call for 2 hours. But that's what it looks like when you're operating your gift. Like, when you're operating in your gift and you're in the fullness of what God has called you to do and be, it's not draining at all. Like, it is life breathing. And so watching him, I'm like, whoa, preach to yourself, sister. Like, Natalie, hello. Like, look at your life and where you're doing. Like, you're not happy. And so I just really encourage you, and hopefully this helps, you know, in seeing what I'm sharing is, hey, like, if you're not fully charged and happy and excited and truly joyful, like from like that inner joy, right? Like that inner child joy, like life is so good and I'm so fired up. If you're not feeling that, then you're doing it wrong. And so I would encourage you to just get really clear on what it is that brings you joy. And then what are the things that are zapping your joy? What are the things that you're doing that you can delegate out, so that you can get laser focused and start spending 90% on the thing that brings you joy? And together, you and I together, are gonna set this world on fire.